Track 6, more news stories. Outdoor pools winter refurbishments pay off. Swimmers visiting King Stainton's outdoor pool are reaping the rewards of refurbishment efforts that have taken place over the winter. Thanks to donations, fundraising efforts, and a Sport England grant, King Stainton's swimming pool has invested in a new thermal cover, solar panels, new equipment in the pool's plant room, new fire equipment, outdoor showers, and a new pool liner. The accessible changing room has also been refurbished, and the benches around the pool have also received a makeover. The benches all have a plaque to thank the donors that have contributed to their upkeep. Other investments include new toddler seats in the male changing rooms and new hairdryers. It's such a wonderful facility. There is something for everyone. Gentle swims, lane swims, family swims and quiet swims for those who may be more sensitive to the noise of a busy pool, said King Stainton Swimming Pool Trustee and Deputy Chair Linda Dorr. The pool has introduced new Aqua Chi sessions this year, which combines the benefits of Tai Chi and hydrotherapy. There are also Aqua Circuit sessions on a Monday. The facility is also used by local schools. Clubs such as Newton Abbott Swimming and Water Polo Club and King's Care. To thank the swimming pool users, King Stainton Swimming Pool has frozen the entry costs to the pool this year. It's been a tough few years and we wanted to give back to the local community, Linda explained. The pool is run by a small group of volunteers and it is supported by King Stainton Town Council and Teignbridge District Council. However, it is kept afloat by the hard work of volunteers who apply for grants and tirelessly fundraise. Swimmers can use the pool from Easter until September each year.
Charity appeals for help as the office is at risk of closure. A charity that supports people with functional neurological disorder, known as FND, has said its Newton Abbott office is at risk of closure amid a shortage of funding. FND Friends, a South West-based charity promoting awareness and support for those living with FND, opened its office at Bridge House in 2020. Before the Devon office opened, people living in Teignbridge and Torbay had no access to in-person support after their diagnosis. So to be able to have this service is truly life-changing, the charity's chairperson, Mandy Hall, said. But the future of the Newton Abbott office is uncertain, as the charity says it is struggling to find funding to cover its core costs, as well as for its drop-in service, which provides support for both children and adults in the town and further afield. FND Friends could be forced to close its Newton Abbott office in July if it does not find new funding. Without this service, our nearest support is Bristol or London, Mandy said. The charity, which works closely with the NHS, offers all manner of services, including specialist FND workshops, a well-being craft group and pain cafe, as well as information and signposting. The list is endless, but if we do not get any funding, all of this ends. FND Friends is charity for people with FND, run by people with FND, sharing our lived experience to support others and giving the patients a voice, Mandy added. A registered charity, FND Friends, is now appealing to the community for help. So please help us by sharing far and wide to help get our message out there.
Rise in hazardous waste soil crime. The Environment Agency, the EA, is contacting a number of hauliers in Devon to request more details on how they deal with waste soils. EA officers are contacting hauliers to ensure that the strict rules are complied with, as waste soils can often contain hazardous chemicals that have sometimes ended up being dumped on land or hidden in landscaping or construction projects. The vast majority of businesses operate within regulations by having registered a UI exemption, allowing the limited use of specific types of quantities of clean waste materials in construction. However, detailed EA investigations in partnership with other professional agencies have revealed recent cases where unscrupulous criminals have attempted to profit by illegally dumping waste and causing environmental harm to their communities. Sue Smiley of the Environment Agency said, "While most hauliers and companies that handle waste soils operate within the law designed to protect the environment, we've seen a rise in illegal dumping of hazardous soils and construction waste. After compiling information on specific sites and networks, we are now requesting further details from hauliers and waste operators on disposal routes, the amount of waste involved, what type it is, and where it has ended up. We won't hesitate to go after those who break laws designed to protect the environment, and we welcome any information in confidence about associated illegal waste crime activity. Nationally, illegal waste activities cause significant harm to the environment and communities, costing the taxpayer and legitimate businesses nearly £1 billion each year. Recent data suggests that up to 18% of waste, about 34 million tonnes annually, may be handled illegally."
NHS trusts spend over £151 million on private firms. NHS trusts in the South West are paying at least £151 million annually to private companies, GMB Union has revealed. Freedom of Information requests sent to all regional trusts showed this figure spent per year on outsourced contracts, though only 11 trusts responded, suggesting the true figure may be far higher. Southwestern Ambulance Service alone spent over £64 million on private ambulances in the past 3 years. The region's annual outsourcing bill has nearly doubled since 2021-22. Mo Akbar, ambulance worker, told GMB Congress, "GMB members demand an end to privatisation. We must bring all outsourced services like cleaning, catering and facilities back in-house. Workers and communities should have more say in how the NHS is run, ensuring decisions focus on patient care, not financial targets."
Person praised for helping stop man assaulting a police officer. Police have thanked a member of the public who stepped in to help an officer who had been assaulted outside Torquay police station. The officer was assaulted by a man outside the station on South Street on Saturday morning, June the 14th. A member of the public came to help the officer and to stop the assault. This intervention helped stop the sustained assault and allowed officers to arrest the male on suspicion of attempting to cause grievous bodily harm. The officer received medical attention whilst at the station. "We want to publicly thank the member of the public for their help. Everyone involved in this incident is very grateful," Torquay Police added. The man remains in police custody.